Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flow.
It starts like so. Oh, don't worry, they know the rest.
Please. Like so, 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 so.
Go ahead if you think it's on.
Well, if I have your permission. Welcome back to For Jelt and Flow, ladies and gentlemen. With our usual studio in Sploo probably flooded, our friendly pizza man after us, and a request to stay in the beautiful Riverway Lunar declined, we're on the move again, and it's not my fault. Flo, anything to declare as co-host?
I have nothing to go on or go off of. I am trying not to step on Slim in this tunnel.
Can I say something?
Okay, Slim.
Thank you. I'm here too.
Yes. And we have a guest making her first time debut on For Jelt and Flow. Feebulp.
Wait, do they know me?
Not if I could help it.
No, they do. You do. And that probably should have been it.
Well, we don't want to take up too much of your time, so...
Is there a lane where you're not cryptic on or off recording? Hey, I'm trying to figure out how to best settle you guys in. I have had a very, very intense life, and I don't want to melt any minds beforehand. All right, then. How do you and For Jelt know each other? Fun facts about myself. I rode a motorbike during the whole of my experience above ground, recommended by a knowledgeable historian, and I went above ground for a project with the object of explaining how that world and Sploo are connected today. Pretty little subject, and still little known. I couldn't find evidence beyond a few possible clues that led nowhere.
The Elephas Hour podcast's above ground.
Yeah, sure, get a lot of Sploogians mad at me. But I guess I was too ahead of my time, wasn't I? So you went to the Riverway Lunar. Leaving out a few mind-melting steps, I sure. I always felt like I had to hide above, so... I came back down. My project failed! But I wondered if evidence of connections were more plentiful below. After all, we've got transmissions, utilities, water... I ended up looking into all of those things in work. Most successfully as a head supervisor for Sploo's water treatment.
So that was... It was you? All that time we were looking for you?
If you were going to give the same reaction, maybe you did miss me.
Oh, no. No, I've moved on.
So have I.
Why?
I don't know. I hate myself. Occasionally.
It sounds as though I'm better adjusted.
Sure, Fifi.
Why could you have been an environmentalist like everybody else?
Oh, gee, thanks for telling me what to do, yeah?
That's not what I meant.
A lot of the environment's up there.
I know that. Why do you think I went up there?
Well, I'm listening.
You guess.
Now this is a fun podcast. You know your heads bob a little to the side when you argue. It's cute.
This is not arguing. This is a discussion with a guest.
A special guest.
Anyway, when that crazy debris started coming down the main water supply, I went up and found multiple stagnant pools of trash around the water tanks. Equipment tampered with, and this wasn't on our side. But I wasn't in charge of searching for further evidence, so I handed in my notice and got back to looking.
Who's supervising the water, then?
You... did tell Sample to come back, right? I can't have a domino effect of water people following me?
Wait. You sent us the anonymous letter when you were still working there.
That's right, but... But I signed it. Did you not know?
No, he knew it was somebody. But you found something else?
Yeah, huh? And And when I did, I made tracks because I'd probably be followed at that point. Same person for us? Could be. Just a guess in the dark. Dark, right.
Why stop?
I painted the wall in front of this black for detection purposes. Hopefully someone would turn back unless they went to the side. But if you find the hidden vault to your right, and you're not getting in unless you know the keys. Why'd I ditch the lunar suit? Come on. This gets us to another transit stop.
I thought Riverway Lunar stopped those. You did.
Not here. You come here, get off the platform. Wait. If you want, go down that weird underpass like thing to
Lowry?
Lowry?
Yes. Wait, who finished my sentence first? One of you. Fifi.
Why would I know?
Remember that one episode where you both did your own things?
Wrong show. I went on the last episode of mine.
Oh, you. Is it like this one?
No, I tried harder. Came from Lowry from above, then to Splew, made my show, and came back again.
But there's just supposed to be one person and... Wait. Before we step or slither out, maybe there isn't just one person in Lowry now.
Just one? Who?
If we'd had the history guy, we could have...
Splew's co-founder. He went to live in Lowry after his partner's falling out.
He's a friend of mine, actually. What are you doing?
No response. Maybe... I was right. I don't want to be right.
What was that?
One of our fans chasing after us.
You don't have any fans.
I'm gonna go out there.
What? Why, Flo?
Because I'm tired, and if it is who I think it is, we're okay.
Give Flo, protect the stereo.
This is a bottleneck, though.
Well, fine. We're all here.
Nat!
But it almost got me. Oops. I was aiming for critters. Got him crowding around.
Mr. Sprinkle.
Flo. Little Flo. How'd you get here? The train's not moving. No one's in the booth.
I came here with my friends from the podcast I'm doing. Can you point that somewhere else?
Oh. That's what they want you to think. But we can't have that. Oh, Slinker. I'll let you out. If you keep those two canids in the booth over yonder.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's delegation. Come on now.
No, Mr. Sprinkle, I know you've been alone all this...
At a radio. Switch it off.
I thought he was supposed to be nice. Grandpa.
We'll be back.
Vigilt and Flo will be back after this.
Shattered. Numb. Lost. Now he's not the only one. We left Guilfoyle with little reminder of happiness. Or what he wanted. Changed plans. Relationships twisted to the breaking point. All took place in this simple drugstore. But as viewers know, Guilfoyle's life is anything but. Now, the season finale of What Guilfoyle Wanted continues.
Hello? Yes, this is Guilfoyle. Maureen? No, we haven't heard anything. And Ennis is here, too. We didn't. We don't think it was. Of course I don't know. Thank you. Goodbye.
That was just Maureen, right?
She's worried about this, too. Everyone's worried, Ennis.
But nobody's found my son. It should be so easy.
I don't believe that Connor would kidnap Chase.
Yeah, the person who'd guilt you in hustling the law. Say there's something hanging over.
He never...
You see how your decisions affect everyone else?
And yours grew into this. Is there anything else you want to blame me for that you started?
All I get to hope is that Chase is safe. He gets back to his mother.
It's not wrong to hope for.
Glad. Because that's how it's gonna be. She's taking him back. That was... If I was watching him.
And this, they're back.
Tell me something.
God, I'm begging you. God, don't let him be brought in like little Benny, please. Please. Officer Blachent.
Tough situation, Guilfoy. But my friend there ought to take a load off your son's mind. We've located Chase. Safe.
Where is he?
South on the outskirts. This doesn't seem like a kidnapping as much as a mistake or just trying to run away.
That's near. Oh, Connor.
We did take that into account due to his activities and...
Scott, I don't... I only want to know if my grandson is safe. I don't want to know anymore.
I'm afraid it's my duty to inform you that we went to Connor's house, and he was alone, and it appeared he was unresponsive.
It's questioning.
Not lucid. He's barely alive.
The season finale of What Guilfoy Wanted continues next time.
But we... You don't have to be on his side, you know, Slim.
Yeah, who do you really trust more, huh? Some guy who's not got you in a net immediately? Or your friends?
You made me go through tunnels. I just gotta sit here.
Which is less boring? Slim?
Oh, we're on again.
Okay! Wait, does that have a distress signal or something?
I only pulled this out when we started going out.
What? I've never seen this before. When did you...
On the podcast. Flo and I going above...
Oh, God. You and...
This was stupid. Flo says I started recording at inconvenient times. It's either when I can get this working again, or we're where we need to be. So, half convenient.
That's 50% less convenient than a podcast should be, but if your co-host feels the same way...
Okay. You know what else she said?
No, what did she say?
That we could have a debate on this podcast if we had another episode. Just the two of us.
There are no moderators, and we cannot ask Slim.
I think if we fully accept ourselves as self-moderators, our debate will be conversational, healthy, and civilized.
But then you also censor yourself from any thoughtful, truthful articulation of an otherwise emotionally honest facet of your point.
What is the difference between, emotionally honest and emotional conjecture? They would both turn a debate into a catfight.
Because not every facet of this debate is going to be based on logic.
We haven't even started. How do you know?
Logic.
Let's just friggin' go.
Fine.
Fine.
Oh, jeez.
That wasn't the signal.
Please don't touch anything else.
And if we don't escape because I could've?
Then we couldn't have. You're stalling.
No. Today's matter of debate is... matter... versus art. Agreed?
Agreed. As in more matter, less art.
That's not right.
Here's the matter with your art.
Or what's the matter with you? Is that how this started?
That's, not a good question. Most people don't realize how it lingers after someone asks it. That might have come up with us.
It makes you want to work in the judicial court. You feel so bad.
You're telling me that's how it happened? That's why you became assistant to the judge?
No. But then I felt I deserved it. No offense, sir, if you're listening.
Because I thought you had that job before.
Maybe I did. Because I had to commit to that. And you'd already committed to going up there.
Going, not staying. I've told you that. That was my argument. When did it become yours?
It didn't.
So you haven't been above Splu in business or on the podcast?
I didn't. Audience, I could have left Flo down here, yes. Should I? How else are the listeners going to understand the connection between our places?
There's odds someone will find it. But you...
The last job from the judge, delivering packages to houses above in some country's capital. And it was different than I expected. I made acquaintances, and I was sad. Because you saw the possibilities up there, and I didn't. Or didn't want to.
I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't...
God. I know. I didn't believe you. I thought, this is it. We wanted different paths. I didn't want to go with you. So, in conclusion, audience, don't consider me. Consider my actions. Innie.
It was work. It was a job. It wasn't easy as I thought it was, finding connections, and there were a lot of things I wish I hadn't seen. The more I realized how better it was down here. For the time being.
But it's the folks who are above us' fault, right?
Oi. You just accused your audience.
But is it true? You're the one finding evidence?
I didn't want to ask if you found some during your DC deliveries.
You mean, did I snoop on the people I delivered to? If something was happening, I took it to discretion.
But...
Yeah, Ish probably is going down. But nothing's blue-wise.
Maybe, though. Remember, those device prototypes I mailed to you, I found above.
Yeah, that was the switch for if the mayor wanted help with the water or not. Who'd waste time making a ton of those?
Someone mechanically and design-minded. They were in a storage closet near a ranger station, not far from where the Pondway system prototype was.
Hey, we've been there.
My overarching theory is that something was planned between Splu, above, and possibly Lowry.
Does Lowry count? It's basically a dead city now.
Not that dead. Remember, the two human co-founders of Splu planned to set Lowry up separately. If there's something going on in there.
So, you want to go to Lowry?
You really want to stay behind and let our slinker guard us until the possibly clam-lip solution comes to us? Not to mention Flo.
Negotiating hasn't been too helpful. But what happens when we run into Netman again? And Slim's looking at us.
I was thinking you could negotiate with Slim.
Maybe. Two turned back to three? Again? Bygones be bygones. Friendship reformed? You want me to do it?
You're friendlier.
Well, you only turned on a threat, though. What's that show Flo likes? Officer Numero probably has some...
I'll preactively look if this fails. Go.
Right. Because it's all about you.
God, this thing's up. Numero. Latest one. Self-defense? Don't need that. Huh? Oh, dang. Break out, Fifi! You've got fangs, tusks? I'm gonna learn about self-defense here, because I currently don't. Let's see. And...
Hey, it's hello from Officer Numero. No need to check your cookies. This is a new format for my safety series. I'm not being held hostage, except by those rules keeping you and yours safe. The rules of common sense. Anyway, today's lesson is on self-defense. Now, if you remember our last episode, we talked about suspicious personages and bad influences in succession. We have one right in the office, right? Yeah, but we shut him up. But in today's example, back here, Sam, move your wire hand. Hello. Doesn't talk much, but I like him. If, in our scenarios from beforehand, when an escalated situation takes place, trouble knocking, saying, "Where were you when they were handing out agreeable faces? Not talking, huh? I'll figure it out." You really think you're gonna get anything out of me? I used to be one of you, you know. What do you think, huh? That's just a little trash talk, you know. But you don't want to give them anything to use against you in a verbal war zone. Now we come to the further escalated sequence in which you'll use self-defense. One of the most common suggestions is the use of an irritant such as pepper spray to discourage your attacker. I'm not named after a coffee flavor, but I'll try. As you can probably guess, this does not necessarily work here. So, throwing the can works better. And, 1 second. Stand up. What's going on out there? Oh, great. You know, this never happened at the... No. I don't miss the office. I love the riverboat. Anyway, time for some self-defense of my own, using my own irritant. But there will be a second part of this. So, this is Numero, signing off. I thought I told you to turn this off. I'm not sure about making you captain.
Were you going to turn it back from Officer Numero? That looked like a short one.
You're not gonna have long stretches of nothing if you turn it off.
So it wasn't recording?
You never seemed worried about that before.
But did you—
Yes! It'll pick up where we are, which is long past your fight.
I didn't fight Slim. He got the jump on me. And then you had to go and turn the lights on.
I figured that if he thought someone was coming, it'd be a game of chicken and he'd let go.
But him holding both our heads to the track...
Fine, we're all playing chicken, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, right. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, we all get to see... I get to tell you what Lowry is really like.
Don't hold your breath, but shield your eyes. It's getting super bright at the end of this tunnel.
Maybe Lowry is symbolic. The light at the end of the thing we call life. It was meant to end the... That's really dark.
No, bright as... Ah!
The fields of eternity. Or the neighborhood of eternity.
Where did our insane co-founder go to?
Ladies and gentlemen, the most vibrant and seemingly functional neighborhood surrounds us. Everything's stylistically real, except the sky. And that wall behind us. Would they be in one of the buildings? The houses?
Or if there's another exit. If this really is a functional neighborhood like it was meant to be, some items would have to leave.
Even if it's just one person?
One can make a difference. Isn't that what they kept saying at those ecology rallies you dragged me to?
They were everywhere on campus. It's not my fault.
I'm not thinking where he would go, but some of his waste.
Well, there's your answer right there. A manhole cover's open.
Oh.
But don't you just scoot it over and not have it lift up like that?
I don't think this is a waste system, which... Could have been a water clue, but...
A travel clue!
Ever hear of an elevation ladder?
Rode one. But don't they go up?
Not all the time. Unless this is a regular ladder. Wanna chance it?
Well, before we do that, can I close us out?
Oh. It's time already. Okay.
You've been listening to Fajelton Flow on The Elephas Hour. Fajelton Flow was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided the entirety of the voices and the music. The song Fajelton Flow, Like So, was written and performed by Zachary Williams. Stay tuned for, hopefully, another episode of Fajelt and Flow.
So let's...
You gotta let it play out.
Come on. Fine. Come on.